Good morning. This is a cardiology consultation report. HPI. This is a 53-year-old female who has been requested to see me for cardiology consultation. She currently denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, dizziness, lightheadedness, palpitations, syncope, or abdominal pain. She also denies any recent alcohol intake or smoking. She states that she is on no medical therapy at the present time. She does have a history of chronically elevated cholesterol and is on no medical therapy along with a history of underlying obesity. She is currently awaiting gastric surgery secondary to her underlying obesity. She uses a cane in order to ambulate secondary to her bilateral knee pain. A chest x-ray in March of 05 was interpreted by radiology as showing no infiltrates, while laboratory data from August of 05 revealed cholesterol of 215, triglycerides of 110 and HDL of 52 with an LDL of 174. An EKG in 05 revealed sinus rhythm pattern, while a follow-up EKG performed on March 6, 06 revealed underlying sinus rhythm pattern without any changes. Physical reveals a 53-year-old female in no acute distress. Blood pressure is 112/78. Pulse rate is 64, respirations are 16. Neck exam reveals no evidence for any mass or JPD. HEMT, no significant abnormalities. Lung circulatory auscultation, heart exam reveals S1, S2 regular without any murmur or thrill. Abdomen is soft with positive bowel sounds. Extremities reveal bilateral decreasing edema without clubbing. Neurologically, the patient is oriented to time, place, and person. And neurological exam is grossly intact. Peripheral artery pulses are equal and bilateral. Impression: the patient is a 53-year-old female with a history of elevated cholesterol along with obesity. Treatment: she will continue to attempt to lose weight and follow a strict low cholesterol diet, and will continue to follow up with her medical doctor for checks of her blood pressure, serum electrolytes, and serum lipid profile analysis. She'll be referred for an echocardiogram to assess left ventricular function and to also evaluate for any abnormal valve pathology. She'll also be sent for intravenous percentile thallium stress test to rule out cardiac ischemia. If the stress test and echo do not show any significant abnormalities, then she will be able to undergo her proposed surgery from a cardiac standpoint.